The U.S. Supreme Court is set to rule on gay marriage this month. The justices' decision could mark the end of a complicated legal era, in which same-sex couples have had to jump through some bizarre legal hoops to make sure their families were legally protected. The situation is the most awkward for lesbian couples, where mothers sometimes have to adopt their own children. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has more.
Meet Sarah Weigel and Julia Crouch. They're a happy, married, same-sex couple with a new baby.
Yeah, this is Maya Rose Weigel, and she was born on November 7th, 2014.
It's like one of our few squeaky things.
And who was the birth mom?
Sarah was.
I was the birth mom, yeah.
How'd you make that decision? Who's going to be the birth mom?
Well, I was excited about it, and Julia was excited to support me.
Sarah and Julia illustrate a legal conundrum. Sarah is the birth mother. Julia is also the mother under Washington state law. But if they left the state and something happened to the birth mother, Julia's motherhood could face a legal challenge. And so to make things crystal clear, their lawyer advised Julia to adopt her own child. Here's Julia.
We probably could have been okay without going forward with the adoption, especially if we didn't plan to travel outside of Washington state much, but we do plan to travel outside the state, and so it just seemed like the responsible thing to do.
Seattle family law attorney Barbara Wexler has shepherded hundreds of same-sex clients through second parent adoptions like that. She started doing it back in the 1980s. It wasn't always easy, especially in the beginning.
There was one commissioner that refused.
What was her reasoning?
It was a personal, political, maybe it was religious, but they didn't believe in gay and lesbian adoptions.
In the 90s, King County got pretty good at the process. They developed a standardized procedure. But Wexler wanted someone, a judge, who could give these couples more than just an administrative hearing. Then in the year 2000, she asked a newly appointed King County Superior Court judge named Mary Yu to preside over her adoption hearings. Judge Yu turned the adoption hearings into a sort of ceremony. She offered each guest present the chance to say something to the couple. Here's Judge Yu.
Sometimes it was an opportunity to express love that they hadn't expressed before, but a chance to simply say, we love you and we love the fact that you've constructed this family.
Barbara Wexler remembers the effect Judge Yu had on the courtroom full of families.
She often looks at grandparents and tells them, I know this journey may not be easy or simple for many of you, but you being here is a lesson of how we all need to learn to love who our children love, and that isn't always easy.
Wexler remembers one woman whose father had been skeptical when his lesbian daughter wanted to adopt. The disapproving father came to the adoption ceremony anyway, and Judge Yu addressed him. Years later, the couple was ready for their second adoption. Wexler remembers what they said.
We have to have Judge Yu. I said, well, of course, no problem. I said, why this urgency?
One of the mothers told Wexler,
my father, after that hearing, truly evolved so quickly. He kept thinking about what she said. All I heard was, Judge you, judge you, judge you, from my father for the longest time. You know, these moments can change lives.
Judge Yu continued to preside over adoptions after she was appointed to the Washington State Supreme Court and became Justice Yu. After her busy week, she'd fight traffic from Olympia to Seattle to perform adoptions. Over the years, Justice Yu has performed the service for about 1,400 same-sex couples. An estimated 20,000 friends and family have sat in her courtroom during those adoptions.
I remember almost every single hearing. To have a judge formally in a courtroom say, we recognize your family, would bring people to tears. This is the power of the rule of law. This is the power of recognition.
A U.S. Supreme Court ruling that legalizes marriages across 50 states could make second parent adoptions less important. Over time, they could just disappear. Justice Yu says it's time for her to let them go.
The shift in law does relieve me of a sense of responsibility. My last one is at the end of July, I believe.
So that'll be after the Supreme Court decision.
It will. We might have a big party in that courtroom.
Barbara Wexler will miss her time in the courtroom with Justice Yu.
She was a special person during a very special time in our history.
The end of the Judge U era will be bittersweet for many same-sex couples. When Julie and Sarah have their second kid, they may not have the same sort of adoption ceremony they had with their first child.
In a way, I feel lucky that the timing worked out mm-hmm. so that we got to experience doing a second parent adoption with her, kind of one of the last families who got to do that. And we'll just have to keep adjusting our celebrations as society moves forward.
The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule on same-sex marriages this month. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.